Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshelem. We're now in Bava Batra, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud. Hahude Amar Lachavrei, my bite by High Ara. Another case, as I have them numerated on the pages. What are you doing on my land? Amar Minach Zvinta Bahashtara. He said, I bought it from you, and here's the shtar. Amar Le Shtara Zayfahu. So the claimant claimed that the shtar was mizuyaf. Now, mizuyaf normally means forged. We'll see here, at least according to most Rishonim, it doesn't really mean forged, as we'll see. Gochin lachish le rabba. So the machzik leaned over and quietly said to Rabba, in shtar azayfu, indeed it is mizuyaf. And here the Rishonim generally take the approach that it was not really a forged shtar, but it was a shtar amana, which means that it was a shtar in which there was a commitment written to sell the property, but cannot be used really for collection. And so therefore it's considered mizuyaf. Miu shtar malya havali v'yirchas. I had a real shtar and I lost it. V'yamin, and I said to myself, in kid hai b'yadai koldu, I'll take this and I'll see what I can get out of it. So in other words, he's claiming that he really does have a good shtar, but this shtar, he agrees, is not really valid. Amar Rabba, mal l'shaker. So Rabba says he has a mal l'shaker. He could have just said that it is a good shtar. Nobody was contesting him. Evidently, the Edim were Mekayim the shtar. So we have a good shtar. The claimant cannot disprove the validity of the shtar. That's clear. And the only information that we have that the shtar is no good comes from the machzik himself. So Rabba says he has a migo, and he keeps the property. Amar Rav Yosef, amai samacht, what are you relying on? You're building your migo on what? A high shtara. You're building it on this shtar. But this shtar is the foundation of your migo. This star is a piece of pottery, meaning it's worthless, and therefore you have no migo. That's case one. Case two. Hahud Amar Lachavre. It happens in Rabba's Beit Midrash and Pumbadita again. Hahud Amar Lachavre. Have the mea zuzi de masik nabach vahashtara. You owe me $100, zuz, whatever. Here's the star pay up. Amar le star zayfuhu. The guy said it's a star mezuyaf. Gochin lachish to Rabba. And again he leaned over and said to Rabba, in shtar azayfa, it is mizuyaf. Mishtar mal yahav levircha. Same thing. I have a real star, but I lost it. Mina inkid habiyadai koldu. I'll grab something here and hopefully be able to get paid. Amar Rabba mal l'shaker. Again, he has a migo and he should be able to collect the money. He could have said it's a good star. Amar Rav Yosef amayka samacht. Again, Rav Yosef said the same thing. What are you relying on? A high star. High star chas b'mal mahu. So we have parallel rulings by Rabba and Rav Yosef, opposing each other, about a case where somebody comes with a shtar, nobody else can contest the validity of the shtar, he admits the shtar is no good, but claims that he has a good shtar, and Rabba says because he has a migo, he wins. Rav Yosef says his migo is no good because it's building on a bad shtar. Amaviti Baravin, so here's the psak. Hilchatakavate de Rabba Ba'ara, we rule like Rabba in the case of land, meaning in this case of land. Hilchatakavate Yosef de Bezuzi, in the case of the money, of the loan, we rule like Rav Yosef. Why? Hilchatakarabba Ba'ara, let the land stay where it is. In other words, where is the land right now? The machzik holds the land. That's why he's a machzik. And this fellow is trying to wrest the land from him. And the machzik holds a shtar, and because of the migo, Rabba's willing to believe him. We accept, we buy Rabba, because let the land stay where it is. But in the case of the loan, we paskin like Rav Yosef, that the toveya has no claim, because the shtar is really mizuyaf. Look, me, let the money stay where it is, in other words, with the loven. He doesn't have to pay him. Okay, those are the two cases. That's a setup for this. Hahu Arva, there was an Orev, and as you will see, this is an Orev Kablan, meaning a cosigner who will become a Kablan, which means that the Malve can go directly to the Orev for the debt and not have to go through the Love. Hahu Arva de Amrle le Love. So the Orev, the guarantor, said to the Love, Hav the Meazuzi de Parati Laval Malvi Lavach. Give me the 100 zuz that I paid to cover your debt. In other words, the Malva came to me, and I paid him, and now you owe me the money. For Hashtar, here's the star. In other words, the Malva had the star. When I paid him, he gave me the star. Now I've got the star, and I'm holding it on you, and you've got to pay me. Amarle lav pratich. So the Malva doesn't deny anything, but he says, I already paid you. Amar lav hadar chaklatina minai. And so the Orev says, yes, but you took the money back from me. So now we have this confusing case where everybody agrees to what happened. The Malva agrees that he got paid, and the Arev agrees that he paid the Malva, and the Lova agrees that the Arev paid the Malva, and the Arev and the Lova both agreed that the Lova paid up. and they all agree that the Lovev then reborrowed the money from the Arev. So Shachar Ravidi Bar Avin, the Kameda Abaye, Ravidi Bar Avin, who had just ruled a split ruling between Rav and Rav Yosef about land versus money, sent the question to Abaye, Ki Gav Namai, what do we do in such a case? Shalach Le Abaye, Samaiti Baye Le Abaye said, what are you asking me for? Hayu Dama, you're the one who said, Hechatek Vedo Rav Bar, Hechatek Rav Bar, Rav Yosef Bezuze. The Hechat Ugmi Zuze, look me, you said in a case like this that things should stay where they are. And in this particular case, because the Orev, even though he has a Migo, that he could have said, you never paid me back. But now he says, yes, you did pay me back, which takes all the teeth out of the star. Therefore, the money stays where it is, and the Lova is off the hook. Now, parenthetically, Hanimili Damar Lehadart Os Fatinu Minoi. That's only if the Malve, if the Orev says, you then reborrowed the money from me. So as the Lova paid back, and the Lova made another loan. In which case, the star has now got no teeth, because it's already been used once. But if the Arev says, I gave you back the money because it was no good, the coins were bad coins, they were red coins, or wrong shaped, or smooth, the image was off, then the star is still valid, and then the Arev can come back and collect. In other words, the real question here is, does the star have any teeth? The star has teeth as long as it hasn't been paid up. So if the Lova paid it up, the star is dead. If he then reborrowed it, they got a new problem, a new loan. But if, on the other hand, the Lova paid the Arev, and the Arev gave him back the money because it was bad money, that means it never got paid up, in which case the star still has teeth and he can collect. Okay, story. Rava Bar Sharshom, Nafakali Kola de Ka'achel Aradiyatmi. The word was going out that he was abusively devouring property that belonged to Yatomim. And it's a very bad, very degrading claim about somebody that he was holding on to property of Yatomim and eating it up. Amale Abaye. So Abaye was a friend of his, and he said, Emale Izi Gufudavde Hecheave. Tell me, my friend, what really happened? I read the rumor, what really happened? Amale said, Arab Mashkon Tavindikit Nami Avundiatmi. I had land as a Mashkon from their father. In other words, their father borrowed money from me, and I took a Mashkon from him. A land, and this was like a mashkanta de sur that we saw already, and we'll see again formally a little later in our parak, which is when I hold the land and I take the payout from the land until the loan is paid off, and then I give back the land. Vahavili zuzi achrinigabe. But guess what? Their father owed me more money. In other words, there were two debts, and I didn't have a mashkan on the second one. Vachalta shnei mashkanta. I had finished eating up the years of the mashkan, meaning I had gotten all of the income out of the land to pay up the first debt. Aminos, I said to myself, Im hadarnala araliyatme, if I pay the money back to the Atomim, viaminadit lizuzi achrina gabidavuchon, and then I turn around and say, I have more money that your father owes me, in other words, there's another debt. Amrabana, by the pardon of the Atomim, the pile of a shua. The halacha is a mishnah ktubot. If you want to come and collect from the Atomim, you need to take a shua, because they, of course, don't know what happened necessarily with their father's business. And therefore, you have to take a shua that he really owes you the money. And I don't want to deal with a shua. So what was my self-help solution? I will hold on to the shtar mashkanta and bury it. And I will eat up the amount, I will derive the income from this property enough to pay off the second loan also. And why should I be believed? I could have argued that this land is mine. I've been here for years, and nobody could contest it. So I could argue the land really belongs to me. So therefore, if I just argue, you owe me money, I'll be believed, and I won't have to take the shvua. So in other words, I'm going to get rid of the shtar mashkanta, I'm going to sit on the land, I'll continue eating it up until it's done, then I'll turn around and I'll give them back the stuff. In the meantime, the rumor has gone out that I'm ochel yezuzi diatmi, and so I'm clarifying to you what happened. So Amar Abaye said, Lekucha biyadilo matzitam, you can't claim that the land is yours. You don't have any migo. Why? Everybody knows that it belongs to the Atonement. The word is out that it belongs to the Atonement. You don't have any such a claim. So what do you have to do? If you want to avoid a shvua, what do you have to do? Elazil ahadrini alayhu. Give them the land back. When they grow up and they're older, then you can go to din with them, and maybe you can get it without a shvua. Okay, here's a story. Kravid Rav Idi Bar Avin Shachiv. Rav Idi Bar Avin, who seems to be the star of this sugya, had a relative who died childless, as you'll see. Shachiv v'shavak dikla. He left a date tree, and evidently it was a date tree that was really putting out a lot of dates. It was worth contesting. Rav Idi Bar Avin amar ana kriv natfei. So Rav Idi Bar Avin said, I'm the closest relative, I should get it. V'ahu gavra, some other guy, amar anakariv natfei, I'm the closest relative and I should get it. As you will see, hu gavra is a tough guy, aggressive guy, and he grabbed it onto it. Now, he grabbed onto it, as you will see, for 2 years. L'sof odile di'ukariv tfei. 2 years later, the other guy said, you know what, Rav Yehuda Rabin really is the closer relative. Ukum Rav Chista biyade. Rav Chista then gave it to him. Amarle, so then Rav Yehuda Rabin turned around and said, lehadu li peirot do'acham yo yomad ashta. I want all the payroll that this fellow ate from now, from then till now. And not necessarily 2 years, but a while. I want all the payroll that the other relative ate until now, because it really was my property. So Amar, Rav Chista said about Rav Yehuda Rabin, Zeu shomim alav adam gadol hu. You've got a reputation as being a great person. I don't see that. After all, Aman kasamich mar. After all, how did you get the property? Because remember, we're going to see this formally in the next podcast. You were in a situation where neither one of you had a good proof, and therefore it got thrown to the rule of kol da'alim gvar. Whoever is more powerful gets the property. He was more powerful. He got the property. The only way you got the property was because he admitted voluntarily after a while that you were the closer relative. You're relying on him. Ahai? Hakamar dano gvar, that's fair, but he's the one who said he was a closer relative. And so therefore, up until the time that he admitted to you, it's his, and therefore you can't claim back pay. Now, Abayev Rav Losfir Luhad Rav Chista, they did not agree. Because they said, Kevin to Odi, Odi. Once the guy admitted it, he admitted it. And therefore, if he admitted that Rav Yehuda Rabin was the closer relative, that means the whole time it really belonged to him and they should pay, and the fellow should pay Rav Yehuda Rabin the payroll from the years that he held the tree. Okay. Now, a discussion. Zelmer Shalvotai, Zelmer Shalvotai, two guys come on land. Regarding land. Each one claims, that's my ancestral land. We had this earlier. Hi, Aiti Sadi Devatehu. One brings witnesses to that fact. Vahai Aiti Sadi Devachal Shnei Chazaka. The other brings witnesses that he was there for Shnei Chazaka. Again, we have this case. Amar Rav Chista Malo L'Shaker. So Rav Chista then turns around and says that the guy who brought Edim of Chazaka is believed that it's his ancestral land. Why? He has a Migo. He could have just said, yes, it was yours, but I bought it from you and I've been here for 3 years and I got witnesses for my 3 years. So therefore, I should be believed to say it's my ancestral land. The problem, of course, is the other fellow has witnesses that it's his ancestral land. And so therefore, again, like we saw in the last case, Abayev Rav Losfir Lehuda Rav Chista. They didn't agree with Rav Chista. Why? Because Mal Shakar Malkam Edim Lomrinan. We do not apply Migo when it goes against Edim. The Migo here is that the fellow with the Chazaka is believed to say it's his ancestral land. And therefore, since he doesn't have a taina of I bought it from you, the only reason we're letting him keep the land is because he's claiming it's his ancestral land. And we're believing him. But Abai and Rava say we can't believe him because that goes against the information that we've got from Edim that it is the other fellow's ancestral land. Now, Hahud Amar Le Lechavrei, my bite Bahayara. Again, a case, what are you doing on my land? Amar Le Minach Zvinti Zamvni Vachalta Shnei Chazaka. I bought it from you and I have Shnei Chazaka. Watch this. Azal Aiti Sadi the Achlatar Tishani. The only thing he could get was witnesses who proved he was there for the last 2 years, not three. So Rav Nachman, so he lost. What happens? Hadra Arav Hadar Peri. He have to give back the land. You also have to give back all the payrot that you devoured from that land in the meantime. Now, the reason that's brought, because that's fairly obvious, is because of this. Amazvid V'imtan V'amar Peri Giradti. But if the fellow says, doesn't say the land is mine, but he says, I went onto the property in order to gather payroll that I had bought from you. I bought rights of harvesting, or I'm a sharecropper. Naman. Why? Why is he believed? Love me, I'm Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda established the following. Hi, man, do not keep maglev tovalya. If somebody has, let's say, a scythe and a rope, things that you use normally for harvesting, a rope is to climb up a tree to harvest. From our azel, igdure ledikla the ponya zavnivieli, and he says, I'm going to walk in and harvest from the date tree that Ploni sold to me. In other words, he sold me harvesting rights. Meheman, he's believed. Why? Well, chatsi finished the gazer dikla to lav delay. Nobody saw chatsuf to walk in another guy's property and start harvesting a tree unless he bought rights. Hachanami lo chatsi finished the mechal peri to lav delay. The same thing here. Nobody saw chatsuf that he would go and eat perot that aren't his. And therefore, if the guy says it's really my land, and then he's disproven or he can't bring Edim, we knock him off and he has to pay the back payroll. But if he says, no, I'm not claiming it's my land, but I am claiming that the fellow gave me rights of harvesting, or I bought the rights of harvesting, then we say nobody's so chatsuf to say such a thing if it's not true. And therefore, we believe him. Now, Iachi Aranami, if so, we could throw a whole parak out. Because then you should say the same thing about land. If a guy's sitting on land, we'll say nobody saw chatzuf to sit on land if it's not his. The answer is no. Ari, aram, rinan le'ach v'shtarach. In the case of land, we say show us your star. And if you can't show the star, and there's no chazaka, then he's not there. So yachi perinami. So if that's the case, then why don't you say the same thing about perot, which is show us the star. Why are we believing him? Why are we building this halacha on the idea that that a person is not so chatzuf? Why don't we just say show us your star? The answer is star le perot lo avdin. People don't write a star for perot. I give you rights to go harvest those three trees or that grove. I'm not going to write a star. It's a handshake and a deal. Land, we write a star. Okay. Hahud amar lechavre. This is going to lead us to a very famous case, the Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Hahud amar lechavre. A fellow said to another, my bait b'hayara. Again, what are you doing on my land? Amar le minach zavnit. I bought it from you. V'achal teshnei chazaka. Good. Aiti chad sad de da'achot tlat shana. He only could bring one witness to all 3 years. Unlike the previous case, two witnesses to 2 years didn't help him at all. He brought one witness to 3 years, but only one witness. So Savra Rabbanan Kameh d'Abaye l'Meimar. So the students in front of Abaye thought that this is the case of Hainu Nascha de Rabbi Abba. It's like the case of Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Let's see the case. Da'ugava de chatif Nascha michavre. A guy was walking down the street, and he grabbed a piece of silver from another guy. After they come to Rabbi Ami, so they came to Rabbi Ami. Haviyativ Rabbi Abba coming. Rabbi Abba was sitting there in the base medrash in front of him. Aiti chad sad and nichtav chad famine. One witness came to support the victim and say that the perpetrator had indeed grabbed the silver. Amarle, so the perpetrator said, in chatfi v'didi chatfi. Yes, I grabbed it, but it was mine that I grabbed. In other words, I'm admitting that I grabbed the piece, but I was grabbing my own that he had taken from me and he owed me. So Amar Rabbi Ami, the Rosh Beit Din, said, Hechen danur dayanai lahaydina. How should a dayan judge such a case? Literally, what are we going to do? And here are the possibilities. The shalem, to make the victim, pay, the perpetrator pay. They could trace sada. We don't have two witnesses to make him pay. Lifterei, to let him off the hook. Ika chad sada. We have one witness that said he stole. But so what's left? Normally with one witness, you have to take a shvuah to defend yourself against the one witness. Lishtava ha'amar michtav chatva. But he admitted, the perpetrator admitted that he stole it, became a chatva, but like a gazlan. He's like a gazlan, and therefore he can't take a shvuah. So Amar Rabbi Abba piped up and said, Avish mechuyu shvuah sheinu yechol lishava. This is a case of somebody who is liable to take a shvuah, but can't take a shvuah, because here he's a gazlan. Mechuyu shvuah sheinu yechol lishava mishalem. In that case, he has to pay, which means you have to give back the nascha. So the students thought that this case is the same thing, and that is that since this fellow admits that he's been on the land, but he can only bring one witness to that fact, therefore he has to give the land back. So Amar Abaye Midami, Abaye says the two cases aren't the same. Abaye told the students that your analogy is no good. Because Hatam Sada Lurui Ka'ati, in the case of the Nascha, the one witness is there to hurt the perpetrator's claim, that he grabbed his own thing, and if there would be another witness that would say the same thing, he'd lose the nascha. This witness is taking him halfway to losing the property. Here the one witness is coming to help him. If he could bring another witness of chazaka, he'd keep the land. So you can't compare the two. If you want to construct a parallel case to that of Rabbi Abba with land, it would be l'chad sa'ada u'l'tar t'shane u'l'peire. And the Rishonim all over the place in explaining what this means. So the Rashbam, as an example, gives the following explanation. Is that you have a case where a fellow claims that you stole my land and you have eaten up the perot for, let's say, 2 years. And he then brings a witness, and the other fellow admits that he's been on the land, and then he brings one witness to that effect. The victim brings one witness to that effect. So we can't make him pay for the payrot. The fellow has to cough up the land anyways, because he has no witnesses for his chazaka. But we can't make him pay the payrot because we only have one witness. On the other hand, the other fellow can't take a shvuah because he admits he's been on the land and it's been wrong. So therefore, Ms. Mechuyav Shvuah L'Shalem, V'Enochel Shavah, Mishalem. Okay, we're going to hold off at this point and pick up in the next podcast with the very famous case of the Hahu Arba. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.